Walter, the Chinaman who peed on my rug, I can't go give him a bill. So what the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about? The Chinaman is not the issue here, dude. I'm talking about drawing a line in the sand, dude. Across this line, you do not. Also, dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian American, please.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling.
Look-a-like.
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drug.
Look-a-like.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Look-a-like.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
You could tell him
what the fuck is right? All right, guys. Episode 91. We are here. We're live. So, what's that?
Is it sub work?
Yeah, if it's cold. We're back like a motherfucker.
We're back.
Isn't that that's a Tupac lyric, right? And isn't there one on top of the fridge or that shark deal? Hang on, guys.
We back.
We bizak.
Like Howard Hughes from the grave.
Doesn't even make any sense.
Shit. You never know. Howard might be sitting here right now. Saying you don't make
what
no
was his thing?
Sense.
Yeah, he was ADD or some shit?
I thought it was OCD.
Whatever. Yeah, actually, you're right. I shouldn't say whatever.
It was PAID. That's why your moms hate me.
Christ almighty. All right, Northern Pilsner from Sudwark.
The People's Pilsner. This is Liquor License, brought to you by...
Way better.
Northern Pilsner.
That's decent. I'm so, we had talked about this. Uh-huh. I'm so fucking sick of IPAs.
Yes,
that's why I'm like, fuck it, I gotta go with like a Pilsner or something.
That's cool. That's a good, nice, pretty bottle, though. Brewed in Davis, California, by the way.
Oh, and guys, if you didn't know, Career actually had shirts made. I know it's been 6 years in the making that I've talked about it.
No, it hasn't been.
I had to switch vendors. For me.
Okay, let me start off with a story. So the dude who's doing the shirts, so I would check in with him every once in a while. It'd just be hard to get to him. So when I finally went out that way, it's out Westlake Village area. This motherfucker, it's some other dude, and I'm like, it looks similar, so I ain't won't be an ass and be like,
it's at like a little factory or like
they have like the office spaces.
Yeah, like in a strip mall or something.
Not a strip mall, but in like an industrial mall type.
Oh, that's what I meant, I'm sorry.
Further out type shit. So the dude had looked like a younger version of this dude. And I was like, damn, did he like dye his hair or something? So I asked for him, he was like, oh no, he gone. And I was like, he gone? He was like, yeah, he went back to China. And I was like, what? That's like, no, man, the dude. He was like, yeah, he was like,
these were Chinamen?
Yeah, he was like, I own a place similar to this in Torrance, and the dude called him. He said like a month before the dude called him was like,
Chinaman's not the proper nomenclature.
No, that's why I didn't use it. The black guy didn't use that term because you know, I'm not the
you should have said chink.
No.
When you talked to him, was he like, I get you these shirts at good price.
Now he's talking about the man from Golden Child. Right. So he was like,
want a shirt?
Something happened back home, and he had to leave. So he sold him his business. I was like, what? He was like, yeah.
You want a business?
Sold it to me. He was like, yeah, he just sold it to me. I was like, okay.
Make t-shirts and...
Hey, but you got to put that picture up, but you with the t-shirt on. That's a hard-ass picture.
All right, I'll put that as a picture of the week, guys. We got to work on our... Luke has a good Flickr page. We got to work on our Flickr.
It's pretty good.
Flip-flop? No, Flickr.
Oh, Flea Flickr.
Because we can have it on the website.
You remember flea flickers when you play football?
Fucking
like
right.
Yard?
We do flea flickers with chopsticks.
You going to hell. You, Miguel Pence, Mike Pence, everybody. Y'all going to
burn. Senor.
Y'all going to burn with gasoline draws on.
Senor, I got to work on an Asian Mike Pence.
And it's going to be a little Asian man standing on top of y'all, pissing on and trying to put the fire up. Yep, that's what's going to happen.
Wait, what the fuck did you just say?
Senor, I don't know, senor. You trying to take it back across the border and shit.
Oh. I don't know cross border. I take airplanes.
What are you saying? One of them women going to pop up and be like, that's how you felt back in the Jeep. So I just threw a fucking
anyways,
taco at my head.
Everybody's liked the shirt so far. So they're just big. I gotta say, next time I'm gonna.
But it's gonna shrink. That's why I had.
To I haven't prepare. Washed it yet, so I gotta.
Yeah, you gotta wash it one time, but then hang dry. Don't dry it because you don't want this to fade out because it's that good material. Oh, these some play ass shirts though. I wore my.
So
shit.
Okay, if people want one. Can I take orders and then we'll put, and then like they send me cash or something? Man, what do we talk, like how much are we talking? 15, 20 bucks? 20?
I said 20.
Like a dub?
Mm-hmm.
Throw a dub on.
Because that ain't no bullshit print.
Yo, either. Those are 20s. No, they're 10s, but they're clean.
They're 10s, but they're clean. They're fucking stupid. They. They was the first black man to have a BMW on rims in Rancho Cucamonga. Y'all should know what we're talking about. If you don't,
go suck a fat baby dick.
Ooh.
All right, so shirts, anyways. You had commented on my haircut.
You got a nice cut. Yeah, you've been bitching about paying money for a haircut. But a haircut, the going rate for a haircut in Los Angeles, California, people, is $40. Why he act like he just woke up from 1992 and was like, $40 for a fucking haircut? But they groom his little beard. They do all of this extra shit.
Not a little beard, dog.
Right, so that's even worse. I'm a grown man. So that's even worse, right?
It's not a little beard, dog.
And he bitching about the $40, motherfucker. I bet back... Because in Louisiana right now, they're paying like $35.
All
right. So.
Well, something happened like I would say 8-9 years ago where like now men's barbershops are like boutique fucking.
Because they had to keep up.
It's like you don't just go in.
We weren't sexy. We weren't advertising.
You don't just go in and like before you just go in, like I said, like a Supercuts or Fantastic Sam's or some shit.
That's white people, not us, by the way.
Whatever. And you get your shit lined up, boom, boom, boom. Out. Now it's all kinds of like towels on the face.
Got games on the TV. They got fucking iPads for you and shit. They got
bitches.
They got women
beer.
With titties and shit. Yeah.
Yo, at Chris Styles, they give you beer if you want one.
My barbershop, they got the fuck. You know what they got new? They went to the two barbers, the owner and my barber. They went to Costa Rica, and when they came back the week after, they got the white Hennessy. That shit is delicious, by the way. If you never tried it before, the pure white Hennessy.
Pure white
Hennessy. That's that player shit. I mean, you think the dick get hard? That shit get the dick hard. You be like.
Guaranteed.
V, I got some shit. Fuck that white rhino. Put that shit to the side. Pour you a cup of this shit and sip it. Might even get you a little squeeze of lime. Be that shit. You never had it before, ever?
I've never even seen it.
The first time I had it was in college.
Remember, I'm not a huge Hennessy guy.
Right, but this shit here, because the dude was from the East Coast. And that was
this shit right here?
That was like one of the only places you could get it through New York and St. Croix or some fucking where.
Okay.
But it's that player shit. So anybody out there who sip on that pure white Hennessy, go Google it right now.
It's still cognac, right? But
yeah,
it's just clear.
It's yellowy. It's just different. It's player shit. It's got a smoother vibe.
Is it guaranteed to get the pussy wet?
And the dick hard. Yeah, it's pretty gangster. Some gangster shit.
I might need to investigate that.
So then also Rick Ross... the other barber, he cuts Rick Ross's hair, so they always
got, where is like, this barbershop?
Beverly Hills. They always got
give
all these bottles out. Bel Air Rosé.
They want to be like a sponsor?
Shout out to 215 exclusive, you heard me?
Can we get free haircuts?
No, I don't get a fucking free haircut.
But if we sponsor, if we shout them out, maybe people go there and say, yo.
Hey, me and Greg had a few business deals, and I still pay for this fucking haircut. So shout out to Greg.
Go to, 2515?
215 exclusive.
Okay. 215.
You're worse than me on the balcony. Go to 2574 and shout them out. What?
So go to 215 exclusive. Say
215
liquor,
exclusive.
Liquor
baby.
License sent you.
Beverly Hills, California. Then, like, no, they don't take walk-ins, so don't go, because they're going to turn your ass around.
Give them a call. Give
you
got to
give them a call. Get on an appointment book.
All right. Do they do white guys hair?
Yeah. A couple of white dudes.
Yeah, but like...
You know who one of the white dudes is?
Yo.
No. Okay, one of the white dudes is... he skated for Pharrell when he had BBC Ice Cream. Real cool dude. I can't think of his name on the top of my head.
How does he cut his hair?
Like a...
Does he have
a little buzz?
Nah.
Oh, he's older now. He's probably like in his late 30s, but he married and shit.
You think, one last time, can I like shave some kind of shit?
Yeah,
in my, like some kind of
you
design?
Man, that's the thing. You ain't never too old to be fresh. Like your shit right now, that's fresh.
Yeah.
I hate when people think, oh, I done got to a certain age. That's why I still play the parts and shit. Because I remember my dad when I was growing up, he was in his 30s and he come with the part. Yeah, that's a clean ass haircut. You got to be a G. Don't be no pussy.
Did he cut his own hair?
Hell no. Player. Nobody don't cut their own
hair. He's got like a smooth mustache though, right?
He grows shit all kind of way. He used that at Hulk Hogan, that handlebar.
Oh, bitching.
Yeah, he was on some player shit.
Oh, you should do that.
Nah, I'm for these hoes. Northern Silver.
Yo, dude, I think you look fucking bitching like that.
No, I don't think so.
Or grow your hair like a Patty Mills. That shit looks so stupid. He looks like Whoopi Goldberg.
I don't even know when he started that, because I remember he had something else. So I don't know
where. It's like your haircut, but like with like fucking
with little plaits.
Yeah, it's stupid.
No. You gotta stop worrying about Patty Mills' hair. First it was Colin Kaepernick hair, if y'all recall. Yes, y'all do.
Yeah.
Now it's Patty Mills. Then took up new season, new hair hate provided
once,
by
once Colin Kaepernick is a Seahawk, right, look, which supposedly he's supposed to sign with them.
I heard that.
Then I'll endorse his hairstyle.
Hey, so new season. So who the baseball hair you hate? It got to be a white boy, because they all got like shaggy hair.
Oh, I don't know. They go through like.
What about Bryce Harper? He's like the sexiest hair model ever.
Yeah, it's all right.
Head and shoulders.
Like, I mean, on the Dodgers, you got Bellinger and Seager. Those are like the two handsome, but they're like mixed. No, Bellinger might be white, but I think Seager is mixed.
Yeah, I think Seager is mixed.
And then. Who the fuck? I don't know. Who's got crazy hair in the fucking MLB?
Syndergaard from the Mets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He looks like Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper should be all. He always fucking.
Yeah, he's in all the Head and Shoulders commercials and everything.
I like Bryce, though.
All right. Who can I hate on hair wise?
They had one black dude who had fucking extensions in his hair. I was like, what the fuck is that about?
Yuck.
Like pink fucking
extensions. No, homeboy, it wasn't the dude from the Pirates? McCutcheon?
No, but that was his real hair. This dude had fucking fake ass weave, pink weave in his hair. I was like,
it stinks.
What the fuck is that about?
In golf, like Ricky Fowler, I hate his fucking hair.
It's because he always called me like old Justin Bieber. Like,
yeah, and then he puts his hat over it and right. Like it's all in his face.
Hey, that dude got to be close to 30 by now at least, huh?
Who, Justin Bieber?
No, Ricky Fowler.
No, Fowler's like 25.
He started
19.
Oh, okay. I keep thinking like, what is his deal?
I mean, I don't know his exact age, but I would say he's mid-20s.
He finally cut it, though. I seen he had, like, a cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I'm trying to think of people's hair in sports that annoy me. Hockey players' hair annoys me, but you don't see it.
Yeah,
why I always talk about basketball is not because they're black dudes or whatever. It's because they don't have fucking helmets and shit on.
Racist.
Oh, Jesus.
Racist.
Here we go.
Light bulb just went off. Racist.
Here we go. I like Russell's hair.
Racist. Mixed. Mixed evidence. And Russell not even mixed. Let me stop saying that. Russell mama
and you know what?
Shit.
Okay, I'll hate on somebody. Fucking LeBron, dude. You're not fooling anybody.
Leave that man. That man ain't trying to fool nobody. Leave that fucking dude alone.
Just why don't you just shave your head, dog?
Leave that man alone.
They're just having normal hair. Don't have that fake
LeBron. When you're sitting in your vault,
why do you got that pube
chewing
shit
on $100 bills?
You told me that like Jamie Foxx used to get that
chewing on $100 bills. Am I lying? Just say.
Did you ever get
this for Brandon?
Did you ever get that spray shit? What is that? What is that?
I'm choking on 100. I can't talk.
Yeah, you're choking on a dick. I can't talk right now. Yeah, you're choking on a dick, son.
Hey, tell him hate on the white people hair.
All right. Who, you know who's got good hair is Gordon Hayward.
Look, a white boy, of course. Fucking a Mormon.
No, I mean, I don't know.
A fucking Mormon from the seashell.
Steph Curry has Clay. They got decent hair. Just
go somewhere else.
You're asking me about
Steph Curry and Clay got decent. They got decent hair.
That's cool. Draymond, he's got a nice haircut.
Oh my god.
Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
What's up with Steve Kerr, man? Like
he hurt.
He's fucked, huh?
He hurt. I think he's done. I don't think after this year he's coming back to coach. I think he'll retire.
No. Okay. So I'll give a shout out to Mike Brown.
Yeah, because he's gonna bring him to the championship.
A failed coach.
He's gonna bring him to the championship.
Who is taking over that team? And like, you know what?
He's the championship.
Yep.
I watched a special on CSN Bay Area.
Why didn't he work? He was the Lakers coach.
He was
and Cleveland, right?
He was Cleveland coach. LeBron wanted him out. Now he went back. Steve asked him to come coach. He respects him. He went and got back in shape. He lost all kind of weight. He ride Harleys and shit now. His son is a D1 athlete. Shout out to him.
Did he lose weight? He still looks like a big dude.
No, he was bigger
than
that.
He kind of looks like the black dude who does the weather on.
He do not look like no fucking Al Roker. See what I'm saying?
He has an Al Roker look.
That's fucked up. All right,
sorry. Remember on the Chappelle show?
This coming from somebody who looked like Gordon Hayward, older brother.
Remember on the Chappelle show where like they did the reparation skit? He's like, I'm paid.
Yeah.
I'm paid in the shade.
Yeah, with the crown on. And that was the fat Al Roker.
This is my real voice. I talk straight. Gangsta, bitch. Kiss the ring.
I mean, they thought Al was going to die. He had to have all them surgeries.
Yeah. That guy did lose weight. He seems like a friendly guy.
Look at me. Rest in peace, Al.
He's not alive.
I know. Live in peace, Al.
All right. Whoever would have thought. All right. We are going on 65 different tangents. Whoever would have thought that Michael Strahan would have been like this huge news guy?
I could have saw that. He always had a personality like that. Yeah.
But, okay. I thought his personal life. Like, he had, like, did he cheat on his wife? Yeah, or then he had a girlfriend?
Man, that's a normal part of life, man. People be, Tiki Barber, everybody be doing that shit.
Yeah, but I have not seen Tiki Barber.
Let me put it like this. When George Lopez take his wife kidneys and still divorce the motherfucker, anything goes out here in these streets, man. Just remember that. It don't get no more ruthless than taking a body, some body organs from a motherfucker and still.
Who was Maury Povich married to? That
Connie Chung. Oh. Connie.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. I was married to a Maury. I set you up for that one.
Damn. I hope the people that you interview with today don't hear this and be like, why would we have such a person being employed by us?
How would they know?
Man, you gotta remember these days, man, people hit that Google, they do shit, you be like, what the fuck? The person we was talking about on the balcony, somebody had kind of did a Google something and brought something up from like, and I was like, why would they do that? It's like, that's what they do now. I was like, damn, motherfucker just.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's real out there. Somebody job to like.
Well, somebody job to like fuck you over every day too.
That's
like,
true. So shout out to the one from CBS. What's her name?
Who
never called back? CTS.
Oh, what was her name? Like Lucy?
Shout out to Lucy. Gracie.
Oh, right? Goosey. Yeah, bitch. Sorry. She, you know what she was? She was like, bro, like all of her brothers are like,
I swear,
bro.
You better not fuck up this.
Bro.
Hey, you better wait a week to post this. Wait till you get a call and they like, yeah, come be a part of this shit.
Bro, you know where CVS.
Then
understand?
You go in and fill out your paper. They're like, so what's up with these recordings?
I want to do a.
What's going on with these recordings?
Y'all record? Do you think I can be?
You feel this way? You really do?
If I like act it, can I be an Armenian?
Do you really feel like this?
I could wear gold chains and shit.
You're stupid.
I'll shave my head back because they all got receding hairlines.
I'm not. I notice black people. We the least racist in the world. We just like y'all. I ain't got.
No, you hate on each other.
Nah, I don't.
It's like hey.
Only thing I don't know.
What true. The? All right, dude. It's been 15 minutes. We haven't talked about one thing.
That's you with all that fucking voices and you. Don't put that all on right, me.
All right, I'm sorry.
I was married to Connie Chung. Fuck you.
If you weren't, yes, you were. All right, sorry. Sorry.
You are fucking if
you
terrible.
Were if you were to hate on one race.
I ain't hating on nobody. Fuck that. Nope.
No, I'm just asking like which
the alien race, cause I don't know what they fucking look like. So reveal yourself, motherfuckers.
Dude, they're cause
I know
fucking,
y'all walking amongst us.
They're so, gonna probe you.
Yeah, so come touch my forehead so I could fucking be zapped or some shit. The alien race.
Zap.
Like Roger.
Zap and Roger, man. That's a shit right there. Like Luke eats Zappums. The fucking
the chips?
No, they're fucking microwavable dinners are like 89 cents. I'm like a grown man should not be eating Zappums and drinking Kool-Aid.
I could deal with the Kool-Aid, Uncle Luke, but the Zappums? Get you some better nutrition, Uncle Luke.
And stupid Veronica's like, did you ever have Zappums? They're like really good. I'm like, you eat Zappums? Well, who the fuck is eating Zappums?
Uncle Luke, get you some better
this
nutrition.
This is my okay. We can go. This is my opinion.
What flavors they got Zappums? Not like mac roast and beef cheese. And shit.
No. It's like they're almost like side dishes.
Okay. It's so like mashed potatoes type of shit like that.
Go see if there's.
I'm not going in no fucking freezer for no goddamn Zappums. After you done fucking disrespected the Asian race, now you going back to the fucking freezer to look for some Zappums? That's the pitch of the week. There you go. Pitch of the week. Oh, well, but I know this brand, though.
Michelina's, yeah, but for some reason, shit. They call them Zappums. And I'm like, that is the gayest name ever. Like, just, it's not appealing. That's all I'm saying. Zappums is not an appealing name. Like, so and there's a lot. Stupid. Okay, is it just me?
Our co-host is Zappums, by the way, if y'all was wondering.
Hey, what's up, man? This is me, Zappum. Zappum Zebra. How's it going?
Wait, is that Zappum or is that...
This is Zappum Zebra.
Oh.
Today we got mac and cheese. You want to try it? Come on, man. It's Zappums. 89 cents.
That will be shit.
Only 260 calories. Zappums.
Be like, then you was talking to like.
And then you hear like a. Zappums. All right. Sorry. Guys, sponsor today is Zappums.
You sure it's not IPA? We drinking?
I know.
You sure it's not one of 20%?
I'm sorry. I think I'm like fucking sleep deprived. It's like 5.
Oh, okay.
So, different products, it can be any, like, it can be a store name,
yep.
It could be lottery tickets, It could be food products. When they have like a shitty name, it bothers me because it's like, who the fuck even like with
businesses more than anything, like companies that have shitty names.
If they have like a goofy name that kind of is funny, I'm like, I'll give you that. But if it's just
like what? Like what is okay? What is a goofy name and what as opposed to just a terrible name company wise?
Oh, okay. Hot Dog Show.
Hot Dog Show?
Yes. That's the name of a new restaurant opening next to the fucking Brodega.
Hot Dog Show.
Yeah, it's a hot dog place. It's called Hot Dog Show. So I don't know if it's a dog show or it's like really attractive dogs.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's like hot
dogs.
That's
still probably not one of the worst ones when you think about it.
But it's kind of a stupid name. Like, you could come up with something a little bit better. Hot Dog Show. So, okay. And right next to that used to be the Cedar House Mediterranean Restaurant.
Cedar
House. They didn't want to pay for a new sign, so the Asian people. Oh boy!
Boy, you
are the Asian people came in. We lost our
five Asian listeners right, today. Sorry, yo.
So they couldn't come up with a name, so they just called it CD House. So they didn't have to buy any new letters. Yeah, they just took out three of them.
And you still say we burn cedar wood in our oven, so hey, it's all good.
CD House.
CD House.
I wanted to go there and pick up some fucking mixtapes at the Chinese restaurant. Yeah, yeah. We know I have RZA.
Them five Asian people.
The RZA, the Jizza, old dirty bastard, inspected deck.
They didn't hit pause, log out, out of here. We're done.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Zap them.
All right. Can you put it back in the freezer, please?
Fuck no.
I don't want to take all the shit off. Okay, fine. Fuck it.
Zap them.
Luke, I'll put it back in the freezer.
I'm sure Luke gonna be pleased to know that his food is like traveling out of freezer to the table
and being talked about. Yeah. You know, like on the whole like food and bad names thing.
Yeah,
there's also some shit that's like very misleading.
Like what?
Like Caesar's dog food. Caesar the dog whisperer. He has dog food, really? And I gotta stock him. And like some of the flavors sound like delicious. I mean, I'm not gonna eat it, but it's like eggs and bacon with cheese.
You are
and I'm like, God damn, that sounds good. And then like the ones like roasted ham. I'm like, shit, that sounds fucking good.
Dog food.
I'm not going to eat dog food, but I'm saying like.
Sound like you're contemplating it though.
What?
Sound like you're really thinking about it.
No, I'm when like I'm putting this shit away, I'm hungry.
You sniff it though, cane like.
Like rotisserie chicken and
Alfredo.
Fucking,
chicken Alfredo.
I'm not fucking around. That's like the flavors that they have.
Chicken Alfredo.
The Caesar fucking dog food.
What's he? He don't even have a show no more. I think his show got canceled.
Yeah, I think he was cheating on his wife or something.
Everybody cheating. Who was just talking about that?
They're out here raping people.
Mark Povich, they're out here raping people, cheating, eating Zappos, running around, fucking holding hands. It's all kind of shit going on.
I had to put those Zappos away.
Where Mark Povich at?
I thought he still have a show.
And the child is yours, Brandon.
Yeah, I thought that. I mean, isn't that all he does now?
No, that's Jerry. Who's that? Oh, no, it is Maury. Yeah, it is Maury. Yeah.
And then
in the case of little Jigalinsky, the father is a black man. Sorry, Brandon.
Damn. I've been paying for that motherfucker.
Damn,
I've been paying
for
14 years.
14 years. Fuck.
So when I got.
You fucking stupid.
All right, so we're going to eat. All right, so
eat.
So far, what we covered was eating dog food.
No, you covered eating dog food.
Racism
against Asian people.
Patty
Mills' hair and Colin Kaepernick going to the Seahawks.
Okay.
And I think that's about
shirts.
It. Well, how many minutes? I just want to know how much time did that really take?
25.
Damn, that was a smooth 25. It didn't feel bad.
All right, so.
And pure white Hennessy. Don't forget pure white Hennessy. If you got an opportunity, please go get some. I'm telling y'all, it's worth it.
I don't even. You think
they don't sell it in stores out here? You got to like order it online and shit.
I'll ask Rick Ross.
Hey,
if
it's some player shit though. If you got an opportunity, please.
But
check
it out. Okay, again, I'm gonna ask you. It's still a cognac.
Yeah.
Definitely. Even though it's not dark, it's still. Okay,
check it out. Pure white for that. Get your mind right.
What we should do is have like a taste test.
Mm-hmm.
We get the pure white Hennessy.
Yep.
Zappums, and then some Caesar the dog whisperer food, and we try all three of them and we see
how
it goes.
How can we not pull ourselves out of this hole of nothing?
At the hot dog show.
I thought
show.
We were going somewhere.
We go to the hot dog show.
And we went back to the dog food and the fucking Zappums. So that's another 5 minutes. So now we're at 30 minutes. And the audience is like, what is going on? And I'm blaming on the IPA.
Can you feed Zappums to dogs? I mean...
They can't eat cheese, right? They can't eat like dairy.
Dogs. Oh yeah, that's true. I never had a pet dog, so I don't know.
Oh yeah, you don't like dogs.
Yeah, I don't fuck with dogs. Fuck them.
The dog in there?
Snoop is the only dog I fuck with.
Mm. What about Nate?
Rest in peace.
What about Top?
Nah, he can keep Top.
Is he the one who owns Top Dog Entertainment?
Yeah, right. The fuck.
Who the fuck owns that?
Top Dog, not Top Dog from Death Row. Top Dog.
Wait, so there's two different Top Dogs. Yes. Like there's two different Dr. Dre's.
Yeah, pretty, yeah. But that Top Dog don't really exist no more when you think about it. Where would he exist at other than on this podcast with me and you fucking talking about it? And in Suge's mind, he's singing that alternate version of that Tupac song. He's like, yeah, we'll put Top Dog on there. Where the fuck else would he live on in infamy?
Right here, man. Like, Top Dog Entertainment. Top Dog. Who the fuck was on Top Dog Entertainment? Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah. God damn, B. You act like you're senile right now. Yes, what the fuck? Top Dog. Kendrick, Top Dog.
I'm fucking 35 years old. I'm not like in the fucking hip-hop game, dog.
Yep. I'm Kendrick, sure you're not. Who else? No, you listen to Kendrick, but I'm sure you're not.
I thought there were some other guys on the fucking...
Schoolboy Q.
Yeah, okay.
Absol. J-Rock. It's not that many. It's only them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I like when you try to pull the old white man card. It's not like I'm into hip-hop anymore. Well, what the fuck?
No, I am into hip hop, but like I don't know all like the
sweat off, man. Go sit on the sideline.
Here we go.
Sit on the fucking sideline. You got. Go sit on the sideline.
Oh my god, that's a story right there. Okay. So, but guys, back in the day when we used to get our school checks, you've heard this where we just go waste money, and most of that money was wasted either at Off the Border or Best Buy.
Best Buy still.
Or Foot Locker. So it was like those the Foot Locker in Panorama City.
Yeah, Foot Locker. I ain't made that many. I always had shoes.
The Foot Locker in Panorama City, the Best Buy in Porter Ranch, and then Off the Border in Northridge, we'd go before class. So that's where we spent a lot of money. So I remember going to Best Buy, not in Northridge, but the one that was in Woodland Hills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we saw Yuck Mouth.
Yeah.
And I was just giving you shit because I'm like, who the fuck listens to Yuck Mouth?
Man.
And at the same day, I bought the You God Mr. Entertainment CD.
Mr. Entertainment.
And he would not stop fucking giving me shit. You're like, Mr. Entertainment, You God. Yeah. You're being so
dicky. We just met a whole fucking legend and he buying a You God fucking CD. Yep.
Yo, if you listen to any old Wu-Tang Clan, like he's what they call him is the 8-bar killer because he crushes it.
The glue to the fucking puzzle.
You're an asshole. I'm saying. I know
Mr. Entertainment. I remember that shit too.
I know Mr. Entertainment isn't the fucking
Mr. cool. Okay. I was like, damn, he's taking this shit up a level. Entertainment. Okay.
Okay.
Young James Brown in this.
I'll add it to the list of terrible names. It's up there with Zappums and Hot Dog Show. Yeah. I'm just saying, like,
Crazy. It kept to the theme though. Terrible names though that you brought that up. So that's good. You stayed on.
But listeners. He fucking busted my balls for like a week about this.
Because we had just met the living legend, Yuck Mouth, one half of the Lunas.
I had no clue.
Of the platinum selling song, I Got Five on It, which every motherfucker who's listening to this, I don't give a fuck, white, black, Korean, every motherfucker know I Got Five on It, right? Thank y'all. Yuck Mouth, baby. And he talking about some fucking You God. What the fuck?
You God lives in a studio apartment.
Right, Mr. Entertainment. We got Yuck Mouth right here. You talking about some fucking You God. Yuck Mouth was very honored that I knew who the fuck he was, too. I'll never forget that. He was very humble and very, like...
He was a tiny little dude.
Yeah, man. Tiny, small little dude.
What is that called when, like, you go and you get, like, a caricature, but it's, like, the spray paint on the T-shirt?
Yeah, like, airbrush.
He had, like, an airbrush T-shirt, I think, of, like, weed or some kind of shit on it.
Shout out to Yuck, man.
He was nice.
Yeah, shout out to Yuck.
But, I think he did solo shit later, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, he's fucking right. Thug Lord. Thugged out the ambulation. Man, we used to smoke so much fucking dope getting high to Yuck Mouth in high school and college. Shout out to Yuck.
Who's the other guy in the group?
Numbskull. Shout out to Numb.
Whatever happened, would he find Jesus?
Nah, he's still rap. Yuck and Numb. But Yuck Mouth was more independent on the ground.
Who the fuck found Jesus?
Numb got married and shit.
And like the rappers and like they don't rap anymore.
Shit, a lot of people. From that era, Mace, Craig Mack. Craig Mack is like a real, he's in some kind of cult.
Really?
Fucking, it's a lot. I can almost say like
don't
10
be mad. UPS is hiring.
Craig Mack, Mace.
Mace, well,
MC Hammer had went to the church for a minute.
He did. You got to pray.
Yeah.
Pray every day.
Who else? It was a lot of shit. Because people were in the 90s and the 80s, you survived that shit. You was like, God, I had enough. Fuck.
Fucking Hammer, dog.
God.
That's a boy right
and
there.
And we blew $30 million.
Yeah, but what about Mr. Entertainment?
He blew like $30,000.
Do you think he? I might have made more than him in my last game.
Blew like $30,000.
Who do you think? I mean, all right. I think the only person who'd even understand this would be my friend RJ, because he's a big Wu-Tang fan.
And even RJ is like, damn, B, you got for real? You Mr. Entertainment? I didn't even buy that one.
What do you think? Who do you think is like the weakest member?
No. Okay, I'm going to give you my equivalent for what you bought. My equivalent for that one was in high school when I bought
Mr. Entertainment.
No. The one from Bone who went to jail who missed like all of the when they were famous.
Flesh and Bone?
You remember he put out a solo CD like right before he went to jail.
Yeah, but I thought it was like real religious.
No. It was just real whack. It was
Flesh and Bone.
It wasn't real religious though. It was real what they call whack.
It had a
whack sauce.
It had like a fucking cross on the
No. It was like him as a like a cartoon. It was some different shit. And I remember going to the
music
center.
Was it Flesh and Bone?
What? Whoever the motherfucker went to jail.
And Natasha. Sorry.
Cleveland is in the house.
Was Natasha there?
Was Natasha Walker. Shout out to Natasha.
I love how she has to say her name.
So I bought that one.
And Crazy.
But his shit probably still wasn't as bad as Mr. Entertainment, though. I don't know.
Mr. Entertainment wasn't that bad. It's just like, I don't even know what put it
you
out.
You know the crazy thing?
Like IMG or you, some shit put it
at
out.
At one time, you couldn't know if it was whack or not. You had to buy the shit. You had to. Like, you had no fucking choice. I don't give a fuck if you like three songs. You had to buy
it. I
would
just buy it because it was a Wu-Tang album. Yeah, I never got into like deep Wu-Tang, like Killer Army or Killer Bee. I never got that deep.
What's that one dude?
There was another guy.
Killer Priest like a spinoff of that?
He was in Killer Army and all that. Yeah, Killer Priest. Yeah. And then there was like La the Dark Man. That's La another.
But he was supposedly kind of good. Like,
he was underground.
Lyricist wise, I heard a lot of people used to say like he could really like fucking
rap. He was underground. But like, you know, your heavy hitters were Raekwon, Ghost, Method
Man. Yeah, I know. And they weren't Mr. Entertainment. But he would pop up.
If you look on any hit single that they had,
he would definitely. I think that was just them looking out for him, and I respect that. I ain't mad at it.
ODB.
Because that's the one
thing. ODB was, I'm telling you now, go back and listen to End Please, that album.
That was a hard ass.
I mean, it was, he just took Rick James and said, I'm just going to cuss and be as filthy as I can.
I ain't mad at him.
And I loved it.
He was a talented dude, though.
He was different.
He was a talented dude.
He was like, I'll give him, he kind of had a, who else is like sort of like a, like Q-Tip, you know, when he went with like Kamal the Extract, you know, like where they go a little more artsy.
Yeah, he was a talented dude. He wasn't just no hip-hop rap motherfucker. He could have did a lot of shit.
Yeah, he did some
I believe he would have been one of the ones put like out a singing CD. Yeah, he would have did some different
well,
shit.
Well, I'll give it to RZA too because, you know, he's done...
Oh.
So many scores.
He's directed fucking feature films for major studios and shit. So shout out to Riz.
Yeah, and again, he's not the best rapper. Doesn't have the best voice.
Wu-Tang Forever. Wu-Tang.
You like Wu-Tang movies? You like karate movies? Okay, I gotta stop. I gotta stop. And see, I get caught into these little vortexes of racism, and I have to stop. All right? This guy, can you hear his pit? Jesus Christ, we got a fire hose in there, bud? Luke, I put the Zap-ums away. Don't worry, I'm sorry. I just had to make a point. This episode is fucking going absolutely nowhere for no reason. Sorry. Hopefully you're getting some giggles out of it. Wu-Tang! The Wu-Tang Clan. I have the Wu-Tang Clan manual. It's like a really stupid, self-indulgent book that they made. It makes no sense. Like, it's just very silly.
What?
The Wu-Tang Clan manual that I bought. It's like a very self-indulgent book.
But I just respect them going different routes and trying
different shit. Yo, Coors me.
I respect them going different routes and trying different shit like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, they did, like, a couple of them, like, Master Killa, he had, like, a huge underground following because he was a younger guy in the group. Inspected Deck had a huge, you know, the Rebel INS.
The Rebel.
That song was an original Wu-Tang song, and Pac wanted it, and he cut Inspector Deck off, but he said that he wanted to do the INS the Rebel. Like, what the fuck's the name of that song?
Got My Mind Made Up.
Got My Mind Made Up. Oh, yeah, fuck, that's a good fucking jam.
No, All Eyes on Me is one of the best CDs ever made.
Who's, okay, so it's Method Man, Redman, Pac.
Daz
from the Dog Pound.
don't know who else.
Hot dog show.
Yeah, I don't think that went.
I can't. Corrupt wasn't that?
No.
The fuck does Corrupt do now?
Rap. They still tour with Snoop every fucking day.
The dog. And they just come out to do.
They got new CDs coming out and shit.
Okay, so when I got my haircut,
yeah.
Let's actually like take some time to tell a story here because we've just been rambling about stupidity.
I think it's just you.
This is our. I seriously had one beer. We didn't smoke anything.
No, this is not drunken rambling. It's just you started off on Asian people and it took a whole different turn. It's like a tidal wave over Hiroshima.
Sure, can you get back on the tracker?
So what story are you telling?
All right. So when I did go get my haircut at Chris Styles.
Yep.
I'm the guy at the. See, I bet you're a lot different because you got to make an appointment and you know your barber.
Right.
They call and they're like, who do you want a haircut? I'm like, I don't care. Like,
see, that's something I could never do.
I'm like, whoever.
Right.
I honestly say that. Like, they're like, okay, well, juniors. I'm like, whatever. Fine. So the dude, I'm like sitting there and I'm like, I hope this isn't junior. Because the guy just looked weird. He looked like fucking. How do I explain?
Please, the title of this show, make sure you put racist discriminatory practices. Make sure. That's the title. Keep going. Because every story is going back to just.
This one, no, this one's going to rail on white people.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Cool. Keep going.
Okay. So. I assume Junior was a Hispanic guy.
Of course, because every junior I know is, I'm not going to, and I ain't got a racist bone in my body, y'all, does, but every junior I know is a Hispanic person.
And probably drives a white vehicle. But
that's a theory we try out. We're trying to figure that out. Don't hold nobody to that. Might like horror movies. They like horror movies?
Okay, let me ask you.
Yeah,
Hispanic women you ever been with, did they like horror movies?
The one I dated, no. Okay. But she wasn't really a movie. Yeah, no.
I'm telling you, man.
It might be true. I don't know.
And all like old, like any Hispanic guy over the age of like 50 has like some kind of fucking like gif on their phone of like a Smurf fucking Santa Claus or something. Oh, they got some kind of stupid
shit. You're not going to make it. You're just over the fucking boundaries right now.
I'm not fucking around. I'm telling you. Look that shit up.
Look that shit up. I'm not going to Google 50-year-old Hispanic men with gifts of fucking Smurfs and Santas. I'm not going to do it. So you will not check my browser history and see that on my phone. You know what
the Smurfs are in Spanish? Pitufos.
Pitufo.
Yeah. But like, why wouldn't it just be like El Smurfos?
Pitufo.
The Smurfos. Why would it be Pitufo? I think it just means small. I didn't mean like dwarf. I think like you call like a midget a Pitufo. Pitufo. Or a small person, not a midget.
Pitufo.
So the dude, the other barber, there's two chicks.
So that, Junior walk in.
There's two chicks and they're on the side. And then there's like two homies over here.
So homies, do you mean another derogatory term towards Hispanics?
No, there's one Hispanic guy.
You just mean a home, like a brother, like a dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like so your brother, you mean an African-American gentleman?
There was.
Oh, okay. So see, that's the thing. I don't ever want y'all to get offended.
Here we go.
He covers all of us. He covers the Asians. He covers the fucking
whites. I try to offend everybody
Everybody. I'm just like, God damn. I never seen somebody who would just be so broad with their racism and bigotry. He's like the new age fucking, what's the governor of Alabama back in the day? He's just like the man.
Yeah. I'm good, man.
I'm just trying to be like Tricky Dick. Throw the peace sign. Peace and love.
I'm real fucking good. Yeah. So, this dude comes out.
Fucking dude, man.
Okay. The hairstylist that is a black gentleman comes out.
The homeboy. We'll take it back to 92 for y'all hoes out there. The homeboy comes out with the FUBU and the fucking.
No, he doesn't.
And the Pele.
He comes out with a shirt that like is like a smock. Did you ever see these shirts?
Fucking terrible.
They're like super, they're almost like to your knees, and they come up in like a U shape by like your leg.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm glad I never got into that
shit.
What
the fuck is that?
It's like a longer t-shirt type. Yeah, I'm not.
And it comes, it's like a smock.
And at first I was like, maybe that's something. I kept looking at people do like different styles. I'm like, I'm glad I never fell for the trends and shit, man.
So he did that, and he had like the joggers on.
Yeah.
And then he had.
That's like, who cut your hair?
No, hang on. I'm getting in the motherfucking store. All right.
Take you a long time, you got.
Okay.
You'll have another album.
I'm Mr. Entertainment.
Mr. Entertainment, too, by the time you get done with this shit.
MC Zetzel, Mr. Entertainment Jr. not Mexican.
Not
in parentheses.
Oh.
Okay. Don't drive a white car. All right.
Oh.
So he's got a fucking like cowboy, like George Harrison hat on,
and with like, the joggers and a t-shirt.
Yeah, and like straight fucking pressed hair. Oh,
okay.
Want okay, like Andre shit. 3000.
Yeah, and, man, like, want some other shit.
Yeah. And some other shit. He gives me like a look. And I'm like,
hey, like, hey, white boy, get out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
I thought he was like,
You racist motherfucker. I hear you, so get the fuck out of here.
I thought he was the one who was going to cut my hair. But he goes outside in some, oh boy, this is
going to. Hey, white boy.
Oh, this is going
to. I'm going to smoke a Newport. That's what he about to say.
This is
going to. You got to watch this dude.
He goes outside and there's a white.
I never knew how racist he was until I started doing
Jesus Christ.
Because you used to be so, like, you were so peaceful and shit. When you got so racist and angry.
I'm saying, so he goes outside. And then Junior comes out, and he's like, you know, like a fucking 20-year-old Hispanic dude. He's
of cool. course, he brought it back to, gotcha, he's
okay,
back.
He's a 20-year-old dude. Okay.
A homeboy or brother?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or you want to do your Armenian
voice?
I'm
not saying the N-word, I said homeboy.
Or you want to do your Armenian voice? But homeboy!
Okay. Now,
Brandon, hold on. You remember the show Homeboys in Outer Space? What year was that?
Was that Bill Cosby show?
No, that was the one on UPN.
I think that was a Bill Cosby show.
No, that was not a fucking Bill Cosby show.
Was it D.L. Hughley?
No, it was Flex and...
Fucking Flex.
Malcolm Jamal Warner? It was Malcolm Jamal Warner and somebody else. And Eddie Griffin. No. Yes.
I think that was a Bill Cosby show.
No, motherfucker, it was on UPN.
I'm saying I think he produced it.
I mean, you think that because Malcolm Jamal Warner was on anything with a Cosby kid for the rest of their life, you thought, oh, Bill has...
Not Raven Simone. Wasn't she a Cosby kid?
Yeah. And she went to Disney and made $1 billion. So
yeah. All right, so the dude goes outside, and a white Mercedes pulls up, brand new. I don't know what the fuck class it is.
Okay.
Armenian guy comes out. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
His favorite people, black people and Armenians, and together, united.
They do, you know, they do like...
Oh, shit, they do homeboy dap. There you go.
Jesus Christ.
Y'all should have saw what he did.
How is homeboy racist?
Y'all should have saw he put his whole hip into it.
How is homeboy racist?
I'm just... Hey, I just said a word, homeboy, I ain't been heard since, like, 97.
Okay, the only reason I say it is because...
Yo, brother.
I got an Armenian guy who comes in and always calls me homeboy. Yo, so I've been trying to bring it back. I think that's a cool... That's not a bad name.
No, I ain't mad at you, man. Go ahead. I know you're white. You know, you're cool with me, though.
So this guy comes in, and he's got a suit on and shit. And
why the black man couldn't have a suit on?
He had the fucking smock on. And then... What do you got? Pence on the phone? Senor. Sir. Sir. Why are you not picking up?
Come on, man. Go ahead. All finish right. the fucking story.
So, he's you at the bar. Okay, fucking A.
What?
Enough of the racist shit until I say something racist. All right. So, he sits down next to me, and I'm the guy who gets his haircut. I don't say shit. I just sit there like, yeah, I want like a one, and then like trim the top, get the part, and like just trim up the beard. And they're like, okay. And then that's about it. I don't like talk. I don't, you know, I don't. Carry on a conversation. I don't say like, hey, who's your football team? You know, I don't
right, right, I guess,
yeah. I don't know. I just go yeah, in there
we'll be friends. Just do what
I
you
go in
do
there, get my shit and get out.
Now, I ain't mad at that.
Like someone like you, like, you know the barber.
Right.
We've so been, like come you guys could, you guys could bullshit and stuff. I get it. Like if it was the right. same guy, I probably would.
And cut my hair.
But
for
every
you.
Time every time I get somebody different, and so I don't have any personal connection to this person.
I understand.
This guy obviously had a personal connection to the dude with the fedora and the fucking smock on.
Okay.
And he's talking, and he's just that loudmouth, like, fucking L.A. asshole.
I guess.
Okay, probably our age.
Okay.
And just, bro, we go to, like, and I'm not even doing, like, a racist Armenian guy.
I'm not, yeah, I'm with you. I know you're not racist, man. Come on, man, you're getting all offended
he
and
goes,
shit. Howard Stern never got offended when the black people cut his dick off. Y'all didn't hear that urban myth, though, from me.
Hashtag kill.
Hell.
He's that obnoxious, loud... This asshole of a guy who's like, dude, just came back from Palm Springs. Like, we had this big sales meeting. Like, the way he was talking is like he works for like a boiler room type fucking situation.
Right.
Like, boss just put down the black car. We're doing fucking coke. We'll fucking take 400 people to the Too Short concert in Palm Springs. We don't give a fuck, man. And I'm just like, ugh.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm like, I want earplugs. I want to kill this guy. Because the dude kind of starts like, yeah. You could just tell he's like annoyed. Like, fuck this guy. And he's like, then like, we went to the bar. They wouldn't let us in. So he's like, yo, I'll pay for everybody's drinks. Black card. You hear me? And they're like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, this guy is a fucking asshole. Like, I hated, like, everything about it. He's just a sleazy, like, jerk. Yeah. And his haircut, I don't know, like, if he thought it was cool or not, but it was that, like, mid-90s, like, bull on the head, white guy haircut.
Right.
Where, like, it was a one. No, no, fuck that. It was a straight razor up to, like, here, up to, like, your part.
Yeah.
And then just, like, trimmed with, like, a three. But it had like a little shelf. Like it looked so stupid. His haircut was, I'm like, that's not even a perfect. It wasn't. It wasn't faded.
Right. It was just a bowl cut. So it was a bowl cut.
Just picture a three on top.
A bowl cut.
And a one on. That's it.
A straight up bowl cut. Yeah.
And then he made the guy use the straight razor to go all the way around and like not apart, but like make it. I'm like, that fucking haircut stinks. And he would not shut the fuck up about all the money he makes. Fuck up. All the money he makes and like, yeah, like these chicks in the office, man, just like squeeze their
tits. What did he do? What was his business?
I don't know. I mean, he obviously had money. Okay. But like, he appeared to be like a salesman of some type, like a real sleazebag.
Of some bullshit?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it was not a certified business.
He's certified gangster.
It was.
Certified.
Like every other. I was about to do it. I was about to do it.
He caught himself. You gotta stop.
Never mind. Like every other Armenian, it's just some bullshitty ass fucking job that like doesn't really exist. You just make money somehow. I'm telling you. I'm so sick of those fucking assholes. Here's the thing. Most of the time,
I'm just about to rescue him, y'all. He's not racist. Most of the time, shape or form. But I think he's about to dive into the racist pool.
No, it's
Luke, oh my god, I think he's going in.
No, like Luke had mentioned this on his show. People
can I give a shout out to Uncle Luke on his upgrade? I don't put people business out there, but shout out to Uncle Luke. B told me about your upgrade. Shout out to you, homie.
Good, yeah, man. Good AM. Congratulations on that.
That might be the most gangster shit of the week. Can I give that to him for the most gangster shit of the week?
This is the most gangster shit of the week.
Yo. Most gangster shit of the week. I want to shout out live from the 405, the motherfucking host with the most, Uncle Luke. B told me about your motherfucking upgrade, your purchase. Motherfucking, you work hard, take care of yourself, man. Treat yourself good. That's how gangsters do it. So that's the most gangster shit of the week. Like I said, I don't give people business out on the air, but he a motherfucking OG.
Discreet. Like Luke got a new car. That's it, and it's a very nice car.
And that's what we're supposed to do. Man, that's why I tell y'all, every day's supposed to be Christmas, man.
LookingGoodRadio.com is taking over.
Taking over for the 99-2000, you dig? Motherfucker, don't wait till Christmas to go treat yourself, man. Treat yourself every fucking day. Man, you want some lobster? Go get the fucking lobster. What the fuck you waiting on? You ain't got to eat that Filet-O-Fish, man. Get your fucking lobster.
Is that Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors?
You know, it could be. But you know, I told B, his haircut $40. He looked marvelous. Fuck. Enjoy yourself, brother.
Marvelous, wonderful, marvelous.
Marvelous. Fuck. Then when we was in his other occupation that he don't like to claim because he act like he jobless, two people gave him a compliment on a fucking haircut. Even when one was trying to be a dick because he was bald headed and he can't grow no hair, but you know, but you could tell he was still like giving you a compliment, and I respect it. And me and that dude had a good fucking conversation about sports. He seemed like a cool dude.
I don't know
his backstory. But
he comes in every day.
So shout out to him. I don't know his name, but hey, if you listening, you was a cool dude.
Mm. That was my first in like 2 years.
Oh.
Do you make anyway, so the whole thing I was gonna get into is it's not any person in general, but like just fake motherfuckers out here, dude. Nino style, Issa style. And that's the problem.
There you go, drawing them dots.
No, but I'm saying Issa came through once in a while. Nino motherfucking never came through.
Stop it.
But I'm saying that kind of person. That kind of person, that's what I'm saying, is like, there's like 50% of people out here are like that.
No, it's more than 50%.
This fucking asshole.
Now you're actually being a little too nice. It's way more than 50% of people out here like
that. What, like fake motherfuckers?
Yeah, it's at least. And there's no bullshit. I would say 80%.
How many people?
I would say 80%.
Have you met? And they're a producer, director, writer. And then you check their credits. They haven't done a motherfucking thing.
I would say 80%. The other day, okay, let me give you an example. The other day, somebody was like, something, and he said, you got a card. And I said, man, since I've been out here, I've never had a fucking card. And he was like, wow, never. That shit is make-believe. I was like, what would I put on a card? Creator? God?
Your dick.
Yeah, like, what? Like, what the fuck? He was like, you know, people out
here
always got a card. I was like, nah, I ain't got no fucking card, man. Card me at the bar, motherfucker, because I still look 16 for these.
Yeah, why don't you have a card, actually?
The fuck I'm going to do with a card? What? Then the man who asked me for the card, I said, I'm standing in front of you right now. You got me in real life. What the fuck you need a card for? To go put with the rest of the cards you've been collecting over the fucking
The Rolodex.
The 20 years you've been in LA, you want my card to add to that?
He has one of those.
He was like, man, that do sound crazy. And I was like, I'm literally standing in front of you. And you're talking about a fucking card.
He has one of those. Do you remember they put it out a couple years ago? Like a card reader? And it doesn't. Yeah, it saves all that shit to your phone?
Yep. Because everybody's getting cards. Mm. I mean, we gangsters over here, though.
Hashtag.
Ooh.
Hashtag OGs.
Hashtag nothing but a gangster party. Hashtag.
So, all right. No, I mean, what? I understand why you don't have a card. It's not like you fucking...
What the fuck I need a card for?
Are people who have, like, business cards, are they, like, people with vanity plates? Like, they really actually don't do anything in that business? That's what someone told me. People with vanity plates, like, number one writer... Like, they're not a writer. Like, they just have, like, their parents' money and shit.
That makes sense.
Or, like, top model.
If I got time to go
get... Top model is, like, some 200-pound pig.
If I got time to go get a card, man, I just don't know.
If we had cards for the podcast, I'd give those out.
Yeah, but that's not a card saying we're... That's about the show. That's about some... You know what I mean? That's,
big dick motherfucker.
Right, yeah. If I have a card, I will put big dick motherfucker. That'd make more sense than something else.
Yeah, do that.
Big dick motherfucker.
Just do that. Just have like a fucking, like, what's that stupid movie, American Psycho, where like they investigate each other's fucking business cards and then one gets like, look at the card stock on this. Do you know what I'm talking about? Come on, bud. Remember he wants to kill the
fucking... Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Christian Bale too.
Christ, he's on his phone, guys. Sorry, I'm boring him. I'm boring him.
No, you know it don't work for hours and like I can finally send this fucking shit. Shut the fuck up. I've been keeping this party going.
You go get some Zappos, dog.
Oh,
you're spending $700 a week on food. You got to get some Zappos. That'll save you some money. Did you not tell me you spent $700 a week? Holy shit.
On what? Food?
On food.
Yeah, man.
Jesus
Christ. I got a trap house.
Fucking A. It sounds like a goddamn hostel.
And I'm bringing my nephew. Shout out to my nephew. He about to come out this motherfucker.
Is he? All right, cool. What about your sister? You still don't know?
Yeah, still
How old are you? Six?
Six. Seven. Won't be seven.
Okay. We got to get your brother on the air, Doug. He's got a car, you said?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Shit.
What's he driving around?
Big ass truck. Pickup truck. Nice. What is that? Like a Chevy Silverado or some shit like
that? Oh, that's a nice truck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like... You know which one I like? And I don't know. I don't know if it's an F-150. But it says Ford.
I like that Raptor. On the big grill. Ass Raptor.
That's what I'm talking
that
about.
That shit gangster. I thought about getting that after I got my little fender bender shit.
F-150 Raptor, yeah?
It's a Raptor. I like that.
When I looked at them. Yeah. They had the... remember they had like... Was it the Ranger Splash? Back in... There was like the sport...
Yeah.
And the F-150, what was the sport version?
Shit, F-150, it was sport. It was the... With the little...
It had like a weird thing.
That shit was nice though.
Yeah. In between the bed and the door, it had like nice. Like a yeah, dude, that Raptor is fucking cool. Is that the one that says Ford on the front? Doesn't have the actual logo, it just says Ford on the grill. Yeah, that's fucking sick, dude. Black on black, that's a tits fucking truck.
Hey, the day after I got in the accident, I went.
How much were they asking for that?
It's not a lot. The one that like super deluxe one was.
Was it a two door or a four door?
No, it's four. That motherfucker's so big in the
inside. Oh, would it had like the what do they call that? The crew cab.
Yeah. And that motherfucker, the deluxe with everything was like 56.
What's everything?
Like fucking the works, the fucking navigation that the fucking touchscreen and
the fleshlight comes out and sucks you.
Yeah,
the
suction cup dick sucker and all that type of shit. Fucking stupid.
That's cool, man. I love that. Love that. Hashtag LUHDAT. Love that. Funny. You want me to serve you up some dog food, Doug?
No, I'm good. Thank you, Caesar.
We have some dog food.
No, thanks, Caesar. The Nazi racist dog whisperer. No, I'm good. Thanks. Thanks, brother.
That would be a good fucking... he should just do that. He should just become like a racist.
No, you got that covered, Caesar. Oh, sorry. You like Lil C's, the black Lil C's.
That guy sucked. I never liked Lil C's. His rap stunk.
So this is titled Hate, Racism, Bigotry, and...
Well, I already have racist...
CDs and CDs Korean barbecue.
Oh, you CDs nuts.
Ooh. Oh, kill them. What Terrio at? Fuck that. We need to do a summer wrap up with Terrio.
Can we get him?
Terrio, where the fuck you at, man?
Dude, you got shirts. You could probably get a little Terrio.
Hey, the shirt's hard, y'all. I'm serious. Yeah, I don't like patting myself on the back too much, but it's some hard ass shirts. Mm.
I might not have that saved, by the way. So
what? That picture?
Oh, I have it saved in the text thread with you.
Okay. Yeah. Send that. That picture's gangster.
Fuck yeah.
Especially with all them bottles behind. Yeah, that was the point. That's a gangster picture.
Yeah. And gangster I have my beard trimmed and my hair cut. So you can see. True. Look at this. And
picture, you can see the hatred coming off his face.
Right behind Treeman, the photographer of the picture, would be Caesar's dog food that I want
to
eat.
Damn. Shout out to Treeman.
And shout out to Dog.
Wait, didn't you say Treeman made an upgrade recently too? Or no?
Yeah, he got a Jeep Wrangler.
Man, shout out to Tree Man too. Everybody coming up. It's summertime, man. It's shine, motherfucker. We doing this shit like Cash Money did when y'all saw that Bling Bling video.
Only person
I'm hopping off a helicopter. Man. I got two Rolexes on. I got gold teeth in my mouth.
Yeah, why did they have more than one watch? They have New York time and London.
Why are you looking for a job? Because you're trying to shine, motherfucker. That's it. It's the same answer.
Oh, I just want
to
pay bills.
You're trying to shine, bitch. You got to pay the bills. You got to shine. You got to need the lights to shine.
What was that time? Everybody, it was like
bling bling.
No. Everybody get your shine on or something.
Everybody get your motherfucking roll on.
Yeah, man. But what was the shine one? They had one that was like. Remember Shine the rapper? Is he still in jail?
No, Shine in Belize representing. Oh. Chilling. He did like 7 years or some shit.
Though. Damn. On some Puff Daddy shit.
Hey, that Shine first Shine album was hard though.
Yeah.
Bad Boys? Tell me who wanna fuck with us? Ashes to ashes,
dust to dust.
Bang. And leave your fucking brains bust.
Was that Barrington Levy on that song?
He was on two of his on the other one, the chicks.
Shitty. Now tell me who wanna fuck with us. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Yo, that guy, and then you saw him, you're like, that's the guy who has that voice? You're like, holy shit.
That's Barrington Levy.
No, I'm talking about Shine. He was like a skinny little fuck. And he had Shine that, like, yeah, they had that baritone
Shine
type voice.
Shine's a gangster, man. Shine's a gangster. Shout out to Shine. I keep wanting to say rest in peace.
He took a bid for P. Diddy. He must have got paid.
I hope he got a couple million in the bank.
I bet so. Who the fuck was telling me this? Like, again, some Armos. They were telling me about, like.
I don't think that's the political correct word.
Okay, some Armenians. They were telling me that, like, they. A lot of guys take, like, would you take $1 million to do, like, 2 years and. Prison, like you take the hit for somebody, but they're gonna pay you when you get out. It's like, that's a tough one. You know, if you're like really down and out, like that's kind of worth it. But like, you got like a lady and like maybe some prospects. You don't really want to do that. You know, I mean, you're kind of fucked the rest of your life.
But yeah, I remember a lot of Armenian dudes live by the mafia codes and shit. They still got their own mafia type shit going on. So it's good to have loyalty and shit, man. A lot of people just ain't got no loyalty to nothing.
I don't understand why, because, like I said, I never saw an Armenian until I moved out here.
Okay.
I don't understand why they're not more prevalent in, like, movies and TV shows, and you never really see
them. They don't have no interest in that shit. They never.
Or, I mean, besides the Kardashians, let's say.
But no. I mean, like, the guys. Like, I'm going to tell you, that's something about them. They might be cocky. They might drive Benzes and all. But they're not really, like, for other people. They do that shit amongst themselves most of the time. And then they go out, like the place we used to work in, they would come in there.
I'm saying there's not even like characters written for that is what I'm saying. Because
they don't want to be a part of that shit.
Maybe Crash was the liquor store owner? No, he might have been like just Middle Eastern.
I don't think they don't give a fuck about none of that shit. But they give a fuck about family, they give a fuck with their own race. Like I'm like, you know, hey, I can't hate them for that. So.
Yeah. Good for them. And they, you know what they really like is like velour suits and like Dracara Noir.
Oh man, bye.
Do you know, guys, you know who can go fuck
this? How many minutes is this? Hold on.
Do you know who can go fuck
their face? Hey, I'm logging off before the last racist shot.
Okay. You know who can go fuck their face this week?
Caesar Dog Food. Biatch.
Not Dog Food by Dog Pound, but the guy who's getting his haircut next to me. Because number one, you got a shitty haircut.
Oh man.
You look like dog.
Hello.
You gotta get that shit fixed. You're a loud asshole. Nobody cares about you. You probably have a tiny dick. That's why you drive the car you have. So go fuck your face. Sorry about the episode, guys. We're gonna have more stuff to talk about next time. Pieces.
That's right. Some of that shit you just can't fuck with. The Dog Pound flavor. For the 9 fever. Know what I'm saying? Miss Chalet in the house. That's right. Set it off.
Young dad struck a match and the match went out. But it wasn't no more lights in the house. Check it out. Speaking of hoppers, play your game up. Are you with it? I go get it, I bet you love it, baby. I play the daddy and you can play the mama, so we can get down upon the living room floor. Are you with it? I promise I won't kill it. Put a cat on the loose, what should I do? Should I kill it? Yeah.
See, back in the day when we used to play, you wanted to be with me.
That's right.
And now that it's alright, and that you a welfare man that I can see. I'm sticking in my background, picking up a hole for you to make your move. But no longer will I be your ego. Let's play high.
I play the dad, you play the mama, and I play the daddy. You can play the mama, and I be the daddy, and I be the daddy that runs the house. Straight up. I'm in the shack, about to blaze up a sack. Yeah, we grown all alone, posted up in the back. There's no mistake. I can have the whole house shaking. Young dad's in that ass, baby, y'all, no faking. Don't get me wrong. Tell me what's the flavor of the song. You know it's dad's in your drawers when your mama ain't home. Ring the alarm, I got your buzz. Loving me, physically and mentally. I knew that it was never meant to be.
I know you know this girl by the name of Danielle. Body of a goddess, face from hell. But oh shit, this wasn't the average trick.
She got the vibe.
And she like gobbling and swallowing a whole nine and a half on that black ass groupie. And all the hoochies wanna do me from the past to the present. Let me represent the biggest nigga hitting all the hoes in your clique. Fast as lightning running through like the breeze in the summertime. Out on the corners making G's, it's the thirst. But I could show you something much worse than the thirst. If worst came the worst, but first things first, Brenda. I can remember how hot y'all be getting. 87, 86, and yeah, the year a young man grows. Some women become ladies, some turn into hoes. Young ho run, find a way to stay with me. In the cut with corrupt, come and play with me. Yeah.